in shape.
Thank you, Tina.
With those blues on the radio.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
Here you are all equally worthless.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
That's
and you wonder
nice.
Why the morale is so bad.
Yeah.
I'll be rich and Rockefeller.
Leon Redbone, everybody.
I hear a... I hear a police scanner.
Suspect is wanted on multiple homicide and kidnapping charges. Suspect is a potential serial offender, likely to have a hostage victim inside.
That's my ringtone.
I can't believe you have that as your ringtone.
Yeah, I do. I like it. It gets attention. It gets people's attention. They stop talking. Multiple SWAT units needed. Good afternoon. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. We are two days away from our golf, a classic tournament. I don't know what it is. It's just a bunch of people, generous people. We're going to have a great afternoon. And we're going to be able to give a nice check to Backstoppers. So that's what it is. It's a round of golf. I don't know what makes something a classic. Isn't that when you repeat it? How can it be a classic if it's the first one ever?
Well, you have to start
it
somewhere.
I've actually seen first annual something classic. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's the first one, it's not classic, is it?
Yeah.
So it doesn't
classic.
Matter. Call it anything you want. Just thank you, folks who are. Tomorrow we'll probably acknowledge a few people who helped make this thing possible on Friday. Now, I, again, 2 days away, because it is the 21st of September, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I said this a while back, a couple of years ago even, and I still believe this, and I don't want to believe it, but I do. We are very gradually working our way toward a race war in this country.
Oh, I think so.
This is the most divided, racially charged. And it's getting worse. It gets worse every day. And we're headed for somewhere bad, really bad. Now you have Charlotte. Now you have Tulsa. And it's not good. There's nothing good about it. And no good comes in any way from destroying police cars, burning things down, breaking into Walmart. That absolutely has nothing to do with anything and is only going to make things worse. And we'll talk about this a little bit because I saw some video last night that was as disturbing as any video I've ever seen. It was on, I just pulled it right up on YouTube. I just typed in Charlotte riots. And up came all the videos from people who were part of this Black Lives Matter mess, videoing themselves abusing the police and cursing the police and saying in Charlotte, all white MFers are the devil. Now, Charlotte is where a black officer shot a black man. Why are you screaming all white MFers are the devil? I'll tell you why. Because racism goes both ways. And what you have told us, those of you doing this, is that you hate white people. And you'll use anything as an excuse to shout to the world your hatred for white people. I think when you think of racism, if you're honest, you immediately in your mind think of white people who don't like black people. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I think of. But these knuckleheads, and that's a mild term for them, are making it very clear that there's racism from the other side. And it is nasty, and it's hateful, and it's dangerous, and it's scary. I couldn't believe what I was watching. We may get to that later if you want to, and we may not. I have some business to take care of, and here's the business. It's two-part, and it has to do with the golf tournament in 2 days. We have a foursome without four people. I would like today to sell that foursome. It's Johnny Londoff's foursome. But he's been too busy to put three other people in it, so he's going to play with us and our high bidder. That high bidder now is Bill at $2,500. I would like to top that, but I'm happy with $2,500. Then we come to the foursome. We have a complete foursome available, and we just need to sell it to somebody. You're listening right now. You pick up the phone, and you call a buddy or a girlfriend, and you go, hey, I'll call a person. You call a person. That's our foursome. We'll take Friday afternoon off. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we'll have a blast. I'll take whatever somebody wants to give me for the foursome. Don't be cheap, all right, because all the foursomes went for $400, $100 a player. So for goodness sakes, cough up at least $500. $1,000 would be nice. Now, you know who you are.
And you're going to get to golf. You know how they pair two foursomes on each hole in a shotgun tournament.
That's right. It's already been arranged that your foursome will tee off with our fivesome. Our fivesome is me, Dan Peon, Johnny Londoff, and the high bidder. So you will tee off with us. We'll be at the same tee box. Shotgun start. So, you know, different. Two sets of four tee off from different holes at the same time at I think, 1 o'clock. So you get to tee off with us, and all you need is three other people. So if you know who you are, if you have flexibility in your job and you can take off Friday afternoon. You know, they used to say a banker's hours, like bankers didn't have okay, maybe you're a banker. Maybe you are a CEO of a company. Maybe you're a supervisor. Maybe you have vacation time coming. And they don't mind short notice. Yeah, I'm going to take a day's vacation Friday. A half day, even. Shoot, if you get there by noon or 1 o'clock, we'll tee off to 1 o'clock. Grab three other people. Let's sell this foursome, and whatever we get, it's that much more money for backstoppers. And then again, we're at $2,500 for the fifth player in our group. Let me again, though, remind you what it is you're getting as the high bidder. And I might add, if we get a generous enough offer for the foursome, and I think I speak for Dan will serenade you at the tee box with a song of your choice. You name any song.
At every hole.
Okay, let's go for it. At every hole.
Oh, man.
Dan, are you okay for that?
Sure, I'm fine.
Just
with
put
it.
Together 18 songs.
Prior to stepping up.
You probably already have one of those.
Stepping up to the tee box, you just look over and name a song.
Yeah.
And Dan will play it.
I'll have my harmonica with me.
Now, I forgot to mention something the last couple of days, and this is huge because this is normally reserved for people who go on our trips. I'll tell you the sausage joke if you're the high bidder. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you're the fifth and our fivesome and you want to top $2,500, I'll tell it to Bill if he wants to hear it for $20, but you want to top it and make it $3,000. Yeah, I'll tell you the sausage joke. And you get a harmonica played for you. And you get a harmonica signed for you, given to you, and a free lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So that, the sausage joke, the company, the food, and we'll acknowledge later where all the food will be coming from. Monday we'll cover everybody. But we're going to have margaritas. We're going to have a cigar roller there. We're going to have pizzas. We're going to have barbecue. We have all kinds of stuff. It's going to be fun. And everybody will be out of there by about 7 o'clock. None of this. And now auction item number 72.
Oh.
Not doing that. And we're not giving away a lot of expensive prizes because prizes cost money, and that just takes money away from. There'll be some stuff, from certificates and tickets to Cardinal Game. There'll be some stuff. You're not there for gifts. You're there to have fun and have a nice day and have some good food and something to drink. I understand that throughout the course there'll be coolers and beer and whatever. You're there to help us raise money for backstoppers. See, this is good timing. Because after I watched that crap I watched on TV last night, and I watched on my phone on YouTube with these Black Lives Matter people yelling this hate stuff and right in the faces of police who just stood there and took it, now more than ever, we have to stand up and say, yes, every once in a while, a cop makes a bad decision. And then for every one of those, there are 1,000 times when they make a smart decision.
But we don't know that because the investigation
No, we really no,
just
we don't
begun
know.
Because
but they don't care.
No, they don't care about anything.
These morons in the street, they don't even want to wait.
No,
because it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter that no white cop was involved. They don't care. They're gonna do what they're gonna do anyway, and it's an excuse to go and rob and steal and be criminals.
Yeah,
and to still yell, all white MFers are the devil.
Yeah.
Even though the case in Charlotte had nothing to do with white against black or black against white. So we're gonna step up here and do something very positive to support a charity that supports the families of police officers who lose their lives in the line of duty, and firefighters and EMTs. So that's it. Help me out here. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. And if you want to call, give Dan a name and number. Tell me, what are you willing to give for this foursome? You and three friends. Ladies, I don't know how many lady golfers we have. I hope we have some. You two, you know who you are. Get three people, join us. What are you willing to pay for that foursome? Friday afternoon, you know who you are if you can take off work. Hey, you salespeople who are out all day selling, you know that this wouldn't be the first time you faked a sales call. You've done it. And this time it'd actually be for a good cause. And if you got caught, and let's say your boss called you in, Johnson, get in here. And you're going, yeah, what is it, boss? He goes, I understand you took off Friday afternoon and you weren't making a sales call. You were golfing, is that right? Yes, sir, I was. Well, you are fired.
Before you fire me, sir, I'd like to say something. It was a golf tournament put on by KTRS radio.
Never heard of them.
Well, I listen, and all the profits went to Backstoppers.
Really?
The boss is a gruff guy.
Yeah,
I tell that from the, I know about Backstoppers. I support Backstoppers. Are you telling the truth? Was it really for Backstoppers?
Yes, sir, it was. I have a copy of the brochure right here, KTRS, and profits go to Backstoppers.
Okay. Well, in this case, you're not fired.
Johnson does.
I'd fire that guy just for the dorky voice.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand to be around that all day.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know how many sales he would make.
Hi there. My name's Johnson.
By the way, Johnson, you're not making very many sales. Change that stupid voice here.
Yes, sir.
314-969-KTRS. If you have a cell phone, you know you do. Most cell phones star KTRS. Why don't you just make our day, as Clint Eastwood would say, and call and go, I'll take that foursome. I'll take it. Here's $1,000. I'll get three people. We'll see you Friday, Normandy Golf Club. Or 888-550-KTRS. Again, most cell phones star KTRS. Look, I get it. Short notice. And if we don't fill the foursome, that's fine, too. But I'd like to. I'd like to have somebody step up, get three friends, and give us some dough. We'll hit it again later in the playhouse, maybe. Does anybody have anything to say before you do? A reminder to people, today is Wednesday, so about roughly 4:15. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us. So if you have pets and you have a question, good free advice, you want to be around for that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't today.
Ooh.
Wow.
Very unusual. Very unusual.
Well, I'll throw something out there.
All right, this is Dan Strauss, everybody. Let me, for those of you new to St. Louis, maybe just moved here, found the station, let me try to explain to you who Dan is. Dan is a producer. We don't really know what that means. He's not very good at it, but he's a regular, has been a regular on the show for a long time. Mm-hmm. You say, well, why is he there? I don't know. We really don't know.
I don't know.
But he does some voices, some characters. For example, give him that great Barney Fife that you
do.
Oh, that's right. You can't do that anymore.
Try it.
My name's Johnson.
He plays bass for a band. I can't remember the name of the band. Johnny B. Good.
Southside Johnny Band?
That's it.
Yeah.
He plays bass. He has sold cars. He has assistant managed a restaurant that he put out of business. He almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. He went to a purse party once. At that time in his life, he was questioning his sexuality. Am I metrosexual? Am I gay? Am I hetero? Well, he found out he's hetero and he has a cute girlfriend named Sam.
Did you go to that sex toy party that one time or no?
No,
you wanted
I did
to.
Not. I wanted to.
He has four children, three sons and a daughter.
Yeah.
And now here is Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
Oh, thank you so much, Frank.
You're
my daughter actually is
at
SEMO. Yeah, I do. Oh. You just mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
She's at SEMO. I was saying this weekend is like the weekend of charity events for me because we have the Backstoppers golf tournament on Friday.
Right.
Friday night, we are leaving the golf tournament. When we leave, heading down to Cape Girardeau to spend the night and walk in a 5K walk, which I know is something that you would really like to do.
I'm jealous.
I know.
Yeah.
For my daughter's sorority, which is Alpha Chi Omega.
Oh, that's the drinking bunch.
Yeah, that's what they, Alpha Chi Omega, and they are doing domestic violence awareness, and that's what they do. I think each sorority or some like that, they get behind something, so they're doing and raising money for that. So we're going to walk in that.
There's a gay fraternity down there. They like to get behind things a lot.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Thank you, everybody.
So we have that going Saturday. We're going to do the walk, and then we're going to hang out at Cape for a while. And then Saturday, we have to drive back to, or Sunday, rather. We drive to Silver Creek Saloon and play.
See, I knew it would lead to plugging
the band. Yeah, a nice charity.
I'm sitting there thinking, why is he telling the story? And then he turns it toward self-promotion.
Sunday afternoon from 4 to 8 over in Belleville. Okay. So
is that it?
Yeah.
And it's not really Burt segments.
No,
it's
but
it's more like, hey, guess who I'm going to be playing? Close the Burt segment.
But it's a busy weekend. Right.
Burt segment is officially closed. All right, let's. You know what? I'm going to take a break. I come back after the break. You want to call? We'll talk about whatever you want. With Brad Pitt, who cares? And I know those kids will be fine because they got a lot of money, but. After all that time, you go all over the world picking out kids. Let's take that kid from this country. And then you bust up, and now there's... I don't know. What were they ever trying to prove with all that? Look at us. We're bringing the world together and saving children. Nah, I never did understand what that was. And was it for show, or what was it all about? And how much like Jennifer Aniston sitting around going, "Yeah, I told you." What's her name, Angela? Right now, going, "Told you."
Yeah, right.
I told you he was a you know what. And then I wonder. I think about things like Brad Pitt has parents who are like regular people in Springfield, Missouri, and they got to look at him and go, "What the heck happened to our son? He got famous. He got some movie roles. He got really famous, and then he went nuts." He went crazy. He's nothing like the kid we raised, and I'm sure he's probably not. And I don't know that it's possible to be once you get caught up in that.
Didn't Mike Evans say that hasn't talked to his parents in a long time?
I don't know. I don't know how Mike would know that.
They have six kids.
Yeah.
Two adopted.
I thought more were adopted.
Two adopted, Maddox and Zahara.
Yes, common.
And then they have four biological.
Wow.
Shiloh, Pax, Knox, and Vivian.
Shiloh, Pax, Knox?
Those are two separate ones.
How did a name like Vivian get in there with Knox and Pax?
I know.
Well, it's V-I-V-I-E-N-N-E, so it is a...
Oh.
There's a twist on it.
Oh, yeah. You have to spell it different because you're a Hollywood weirdo. So we'll talk about whatever you want. After we finish one bit of business in the break and we come back, here are our numbers. You don't have to buy the foursome or outbid Bill. We don't care what you want to talk about. 314-969-KTRS. Most cell phones star KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And real quickly, I heard this morning, our morning guy, I can't think of his name, said it was the Frank Opinion Golf Tournament. No, it's not. It's the KTRS golf tournament to benefit Backstoppers. It's not my tournament. I just am willing to go and greet people and thank them in the end and play because of where the money is going to go. Now, speaking of money, if you want to remodel your kitchen or bathroom and do it right, here's the general rule of thumb in the industry. According to the people who do it right, I mean, these are the top-tier kitchen and bath people like Thompson Price. It's 10 to 20% of the value of your home. So if you have a $200,000 house... To remodel the kitchen right, you're looking at $20,000 to $40,000. So split the difference, say $30,000. You say, well, that seems like a lot. Well, think about it. What room in the house is more important than the kitchen? I'd say the kitchen and the family room, they're probably the two most used rooms in the house. Unless you have irritable bowel syndrome, maybe you're in the bathroom a lot. They can help you there, too. They'll remodel that thing, too, if you want them to, so that when you're in there all that time, it'll be a lot more pleasant. But that's a general rule of thumb, 10 to 20% of the value of the house to remodel the kitchen. But then when you consider who's going to do it, you have to also consider something else more than the price, because anybody can come to you and they'll know what a reputable company is going to charge. So they deliberately come in under that and go, we can do it for two-thirds of that. Okay, that they can, but what is it they're going to do? What is their process? What's the finished product going to be like? Is it going to hold up? Is it still going to be something that you're very proud of and glad you did 10, 15 years later? Or is it only going to look new and feel new and be something you like for a year or two, and then things start to fall apart? There's a reason that some things cost a lot less than other things. It's because they're garbage, and they're done by people who don't know what they're doing. So here's what you do. We don't care if you pick out two or three of the higher level kitchen and bath places. Fine, do that. Just make sure that one of them has the name Price in it, Thompson Price. And I think just from their proposal, what they present you, you will see the difference in their work before they ever start their work. You'll see what I'm talking about. Just include them. That's all we ask. Thompson Price. The showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you're going east, it's on the left side. And their website is thompsonprice.com.
Meet me. All right, I had a couple of calls that said that Pax is also adopted. So it's three adopted, three biological.
And I can sleep.
Yes.
That's not what I read.
Yeah, well.
Disagreement here.
I got it from two different women that called in. Here is Tim Weiland, and I know he was concerned about that, too.
Well, you know what? I don't know if I was so concerned about that, but just to show you, I do listen to the show while I'm up there flying. Mike Evans did say that he hasn't talked to his parents, or the parents haven't talked to him in, I don't know, a couple of years or something.
How would he know that?
I don't know.
A lot of times, you know, I got to tell you, a lot of times Mike Evans, no offense, he throws stuff out knowing nobody can check it.
Yeah, right.
You know, like when he said, sat in the Baptist church down in Springfield with Brad Pitt. Really? How do we know that?
The ladies are correct. Three adopted, three biological.
Well, there you go. Man. It has been confirmed. I know Tim and I discussed several times over the last couple of years, there seemed to be some tension in that marriage. And Tim said, I hope they make it. And I said, I do too. We were concerned about it. And, we were concerned for good reason. Look what happened, Tim. They're divorced. I hate to see it. I know you do too.
For you guys.
Pins and needles during the whole marriage.
How's that traffic?
All right. We have a slowdown on eastbound Highway 270 now. It's east of McDonald through Highway 170. Right now, it's just the usual volume everywhere. Southbound 270 north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 4064. 141 up through Mason. It looks like westbound 40 is slowing right at Kings Highway through McCausland. And we've got a heavy pocket coming in on eastbound 70 from about the Museo Veterans Bridge to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now, it's a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
On Wednesday's show, Brendan Weesey and I will break down the final game of the series between the Cards and Rockies. We'll get our picks in the NFL for the week, and we have Hockey Sense in the 8 o'clock hour with Andy Strickland.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 to 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson paid by Open Jar.
Attention, if you or a loved one took blood thinner medications and experienced a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 800-238-4177 now. Popular blood thinner medications such as Xarelto or Pradaxa have been linked to an increased risk of severe internal bleeding, hemorrhaging, stroke, heart attack, and even death. If you or a loved one has experienced a serious bleeding event or died from serious internal bleeding after taking any blood thinner medication, including Xarelto or Pradaxa, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call Blood Thinner Helpline now at 800-238-4177. Our network of experienced attorneys are ready to help fight for you. You won't pay a thing until your case is settled. Call 800-238-4177. Don't delay, because the window to file a claim is limited. If you or a loved one has been hospitalized or died after taking any blood thinner medications, including Xarelto or Pradaxa, you may be entitled to substantial cash compensation. Call 800-238-4177. 800-238-4177.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at GalmishAndSons.com. That's Galmish, spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E, and Sons.com. Family-owned since 1950.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again, because Encore is constantly changing their inventory, and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSCL.net, or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
The sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Frigidaire laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and Frigidaire kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton for the Diamond Family. Have you heard? They're moving to their new superstore. This is the moving sale you don't want to miss. Save up to 60% store-wide on thousands of fine jewelry pieces. All of it must go. They are selling this location to the bare walls, and that means incredible savings for you, 40 to 70%. And make sure you join us on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as KTRS will be broadcasting live. It is the Diamond Family moving sale. See you there.
All right, dial us up. We're lonesome. We're bored. We're bored. Nothing going on. There's an Angelina Brad thing and all this other crap in Charlotte. It's a You know, I've been doing this for 35 years. I told Peon before the show, about every 5 or 6 years, there's a stretch where there is nothing going. And I'm not, we're not, we refuse to start rehashing all the stuff you hear about Trump and Hillary. We're not doing that. I'm too stupid to talk about sports. I don't know anything about it. So, hey, it's on you. Dial us up, 314-969-KTRS. Most cell phones star KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. While you do that, I will remind you and thank you at the same time. I'll remind you that American Equity Mortgage has been with us longer than any other advertiser. They've been with us for almost 25 years. I will thank you for keeping them on board because you did it. If you didn't call them and say, you know, your AM and the PM, they wouldn't still be with us. So thank you for that. The people who call American Equity Mortgage are either people who need to buy a house and need a mortgage or people who have a house and a mortgage, even if the mortgage is somewhere else, and they need to borrow money. Now, the news came out today. The Fed, whoever that is, who is the Fed? There's certain things you hear every day. We don't know what they mean. They're not raising.
The Federal Reserve?
Yeah, I guess. They're not raising rates. So all these other clowns on these other, and I mentioned them before, these other mortgage companies, the Fed's going to raise rates any day. Any day. You need to act now. I never play that game because you end up looking like an idiot. No, they announced they're not going to raise rates. That's good news, except for people whose income is dependent on rates from, you know, investments, 401k. Rates are still low. Great news for people who borrow, though. And if you need to borrow money and you're a homeowner, it's called home equity loan or bill consolidation loan. Pay off some bad debt like credit cards or borrow money for things like medical bills that aren't covered by insurance. It's the smartest money you can borrow. Because in addition to the rates being low, you're probably going to get a big fat tax deduction when it's rolled into your house payment. American Equity Mortgage. Don't confuse their number with anybody else's. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. I'm going to talk to, if I get this right, why is this line blank? Okay, Tom. Yeah, hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What's going on, Tom? Take all the time.
I got a question to ask you. It's kind of corny, but you'll
that's
get right. it. Damn, right. get a kick
that's
out
right.
of it.
That's right.
Do you know what tonight is?
Do I know what tonight is?
Yes, sir.
It's the evening part of today. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know what the date is? Today's date?
Today's date is the 21st.
So then what's the opposite of today?
Tonight?
Tomorrow?
Night.
Yeah.
So 21st night of...
September.
Right. Now, put all that together. You got Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's all I got to say. I know it's kind of corny.
Do you remember?
September.
You know, well, yeah, holy cow. How long did that take you?
Well, yeah, I've been doing it every year in my head.
I decided to share it.
Yeah, it's like Christmas. I mean, you can't wait for September 21st.
You're exactly right. This is the first time I've called, but you're right.
Well, call us next year.
Okay.
Seriously, because we'll forget about it by then.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
I don't think night is in the lyric, though. Do you remember the 21st of September?
You know,
right?
I know the song, but
I'll have to forget it now.
Do you remember? And what's the rather?
I thought it was the 21st of September.
21st of September. I don't know it well enough.
I don't know, because we just started doing
it. I know that song, 3rd of June. Another Sleepy Nest.
Yeah, he did that.
I know that song.
Let's see.
He said night. He said night was the opposite. What did that have to do with it?
Because I think he thought it was the 21st night of September.
But we're going to find out.
Do you remember when it first started? It is 21st night of September.
Chase the clouds away. He could have thrown in there, and what do you want to do when you want the clouds to get out of there? You chase them away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is the night. I would have never known. I never heard night till he. No, thank you, Tom, for enlightening us. This is Bruce. Bruce, how are you?
Hi, Frank. This is Bruce from Edwardsville. I'm AM and the PM. I just called to say hi.
Well, that, you know what? That'll work for us. It's just a slow time in America, and all there is to talk about is hatred and divisiveness and racism, and we'll talk about anything else, anything other than that. Even if it's just say hello, we'll take that.
Great.
That's it. Thank you, Bruce. See, we're okay with that. We're absolutely okay with that. I meant to look this up on the break, and I waited too late. The break was over before I could do it. For no reason, and I've told you this before, I'm at a point in my life, and things pop into my head, and they have no business popping in. There's no reason for it. And on the way in here, I thought about a place that a million years ago I went in St. Louis, and it was something so bizarre and different. It was a restaurant. And Dan, you're going to know when I say this, the Royal Dump.
Oh, yes.
Now, there's no reason I would have thought of this place.
It was
is it still around? I meant to look it up.
It was a dinner theater, I think.
It was a dinner theater. Yeah. It was the medieval people, and they had these winches.
Yeah.
And,
was it Ye Royal Dump or the?
I think it was Ye Old Royal Dump. I think you're right. Yeah. And didn't they throw food or something? They threw bread.
I think
Lambert's. There was something about throwing rolls at somebody or something. And the witches would run around, and the King Arthur or somebody would. It was a weird.
Still around.
Oh, come on.
Still open.
Where?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm assuming the same place. It's on North 2nd Street, it says, downtown.
All right. Downtown? How come in the last 20 years I've never heard one person mention this place? I would have sworn it'd been closed for a long time.
Yeah,
and is it Ye Old Royal Dump? It's a free commercial for them.
It's called the Royal Dump Dinner Theater.
I cannot believe that thing is still going. How do they survive? They don't advertise. Well, we're helping them now, I guess. When I went, I actually kind of liked it. I don't know now what it's like.
Eric has eaten there, so he would.
Well, I've eaten there too, but it was 100 years ago.
No, I think he's eaten there recently.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
When did you go to this place?
Last winter to watch they have a Christmas show during the Christmas time.
I cannot believe that thing is still around. You don't ever hear anything about it.
Yes, it is amazing.
But they have they have costumes, and if I remember, it's a kind of a big production, and you know they got these medieval outfits, and they still have the girls running around with a big cleavage, and
yep, they still have the wenches, and you still use the wooden dowels and bang it up on the table.
Now, why do I remember somebody throwing food or something? Did they do that?
Now I know you had to get up and get like salt from their chosen person.
Holy cow, I can't believe that thing is open.
Oh, yeah, it's still open. Go at least twice a year.
Was the food any good?
Yes, very good.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's usually like four different courses, like soup, appetizer, entree, and then a dessert.
Well, they owe us big time because we're the only people who've mentioned them in the last 20 years.
That's probably so.
All right, Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
I've never had any interest in going to a dinner theater. Well,
I've been to
theater, period.
I've been to that one a long time ago, and we went to one in St. Charles, and it was one of those mystery deals where you're at dinner, and somebody killed somebody, and you got to figure out, and it's one of you here at dinner. Everybody plays a role.
Yes.
And I went in thinking I'd hate it. I went in prepared to hate it. In fact, in my mind, I'd already decided I hated it, and then I kind of liked it.
Don't they do that at the... Is it the Limp Mansion or something like that? They do
murder mystery.
I don't care about the Limp Mansion. I'm tired of the Limp Mansion. I've never even been there.
No, but they had I worked at the Plantation Dinner Theater. Do you remember that?
And there was the Barn and the Plantation.
Barn, yeah, at the Barn at Lucerne, and then the Plantation was out on Lilac.
And the Barn was out west on 100, right?
Clayton Road in... what the heck? It's not far from Clarkson.
Okay.
That's, when we went to Branson, my wife wanted to go to that thing. I think Dolly Parton has some kind of, it's a horse show or something.
Oh, the Dixie Stampede. I went there.
Yeah, and I had no interest. So she had to end up going with her mom later on.
I hear it's fantastic. The idea of eating where horse manure is, I've smelled horses before.
It's great. We went there.
Can you smell the horse?
No. No, because remember, we had talked about this.
No, I remember you did. You said it was fantastic.
Years ago, and it was great, and the horse show was tremendous, and you could not smell the horses at all.
Oh.
It was really good.
I would do that.
They had a pre-show with a comedian that came out before in the lobby before they.
They always expect the food to be horrible.
Because oh, the food was good.
It's all about the show, but he said the food was good.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to. Speaking of Dixie, here's Trixie. Trixie, how are you?
Hi there. How are you?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
Good. I remember going to the Royal Dump, and maybe they just did this to me, but if my husband wanted salt, I had to put a shot glass in my cleavage and go see the king.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the previous caller said. Somebody holds the salt, and you have to go.
I'm having a hard time visualizing that. Can you come by here and show us how how you did that? No, how long ago did you go?
Oh, my gosh. It's probably 20 years. I had no idea they were still in business. No, so.
Me either. And I can't believe they are because nobody ever talks about it. I mean, when's the last time you ever heard anybody go, yeah, we went down to the Royal Dump?
Pick me up.
$8,000 worth of commercials.
It must be return customers like that last caller said. He goes twice a year, so they'd much just bank on that, just, you know, not trying to get new people. Because
I got to tell you, I don't know how much cleavage you have, Dixie, but I like the idea. This,
Trixie.
I'm sorry, Trixie. We're talking about the Dixie Stampede. I'm starting to be interested in this place all over again.
But
yeah.
And was the food any good?
Yeah, they have prime rib, if I remember.
That's right. So, that's right. I do remember that.
It was delicious.
All right.
I'll find something low-cut and sit by my door and wait for you to
send us, send us, text us a picture of you with salt in your cleavage. I'd love to see
that.
Thank you, Trixie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I like her.
She's okay with the cleavage.
Playful. Yes.
Yeah.
Extracting. God has said that it's closed right now. They're renovating it. Yeah, he has all the scoop on this thing.
Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing fantastic. So you know all there is to know about this Royal Dump?
Yeah, I'm at CL Food Man. I tweeted that out about 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah, it's going to be the Roaring Twenties Complex. And it's three floors. They're going to do vaudeville on the third floor. And
that's good. You know what? That sounds good to me. That could be fun.
And they're going to do live music on the other floors, some national acts.
So no more salt winches and Royal Dump?
No, sir.
And so it is gone.
But it's the same people?
Yeah, it recently closed up.
Just as we're ready to go back.
Right.
It's always the way.
But it's going to be the Roaring Twenties, something or other.
Well, you weren't supporting them, Frank, so you got to go a little more than
we put them out of business.
20 years.
Well, I'm not the only one, apparently. Don, thank you for the info.
You're welcome.
So Don's got some kind of tweet that he puts out about STL something?
I don't know what he said.
Yeah, we're so out of it.
Yeah.
We don't know anything that's going on. I have put this off. And I guess I can't. No, I'm going to keep putting it off because I don't want to bring the show down. We've lost another rapper.
What? Oh, now you have to.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. I can't do it. I will do it after Dr. Doug. Another rapper.
Give him his due because you can't cut it short.
I will just tell you, Dan, you didn't hear. You haven't heard about it?
No.
I will go ahead and tell you now so that you can grieve during the news and get it out of your system. We've lost Shawty Lowe.
No!
Yes. Remember you and I yesterday were just talking about Shawty Lowe?
Yeah.
And you said, have you heard that song? And I said, oh, yeah, that's my favorite. But now he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. His real name, Carlos Walker, a.k.a. Shawty Lowe.
Oh.
Died in it.
Shawty Lowe.
You know what? We'll do it later.
Shawty Lowe.
Last year, that means 2015, in the St. Louis area, there were 5,000 new homes built. This is not just 5,000 people moved into a different house. New homes built. About 5,000 in St. Louis. The reason I mention that is that if you're building a home, and you're about to build a home, I have some very good advice for you, and it's going to save you some money, and that is let Gateway Lock and Security get in there while they're constructing the house and run the wires and put your security surveillance cameras in, whether you're building a business or a home. And they're working with now several builders in St. Louis, and the builders are going to their customers who are building houses saying, by the way, as long as we're talking about your garage door openers and whatever and whatever. Remember when almost every house had an intercom? Remember that? That was a big deal, an intercom. and all the display homes had it. And every room had a speaker in the wall.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was playing music. And then in the master unit was in the kitchen, and you'd hit a button and go, "Hi, everybody." And it was just ridiculous, and you never used it after you got it. But here's something you will use, and you'll be glad you did do and you did buy, and that is state-of-the-art surveillance cameras recording system from Gateway Lock and Security. And if you are building a home, apparently a lot of people are, the home new home business must be good in St. Louis, please think about this, because it's easier for the Gateway Lock and Security folks to install while the home is being built. Hence, less labor, cost goes down. So check it out. And Spencer, it was nice talking to you today. There's a customer that I talked to today who just bought new surveillance cameras and had them put in the Gateway Lock and Security. And I could tell from talking to him, he felt safe and secure, as you will if you will talk to these people about surveillance cameras to make your home not only more secure, but I'm all about getting the bad guy. I don't like it when they get away. I don't like it when scumbags do things and they get away with it. They're not going to get away at your home or your business, and maybe it's somebody working for you, and it's an inside job, and you never, ever would have suspected, but now you got them on ultra-high definition, clear, crystal clear. There's no mistaking who the culprit is. They also do keyless entry pad systems and all kinds of stuff. They have qualified, informed technicians. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured in Missouri only. Sorry, Illinois. Gateway Lock and Security. Talk to them. Check them out. Ask them about surveillance cameras. The website's easy. It's gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, if you're traveling westbound on Highway 30, you're going to start hitting the brakes right around 141, and that's due to an accident at Northwest Boulevard, so it's really slow through that area. Also, it looks like we have a police stop or something going on eastbound Highway 70, just a little bit west of Air Flight, and that's causing a slowdown from St. Charles Rock Road. You do have southbound 170 hitting the brakes from Del Mar down through Highway 40, and eastbound Highway 270 slowing from about Missouri Bottom through Highway 170. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now is a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Trusted the security leader for over 140 years to protect your home, family, and all you care about. ADT Security. It's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Bipartisan outrage on Capitol Hill.
I agree that you made